Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker this morning with you. I want to read a couple verses in Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. So Paul here, he opens up the chapter with acknowledging that he's a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. And then he tells us here how. The first thing he mentions is according to the faith of God's elect. You know, there's many different religions and faith in this world, but there's one true faith, and that is the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And so Paul is acknowledging here that that is how he's a servant of God. That is how he's an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. And today, you know, God's children have the same faith as the Apostle Paul had. It's the faith of God's elect. You know, when we are true born-again children of God, we are God's elect. And we have the faith of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the second thing that he mentions in verse 1 is the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. So the Apostle Paul is saying that this is another reason why he's a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, because the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. You know, many people claim to have faith, many people claim to have truth, but it's not after godliness. You know, they live life that pleases their own flesh. You know, godliness means God-likeness. And we have the Word of God that tells us how we can be God-like, how we can live a godly life. You know, are we obedient to the Word like the Apostle Paul was? And if we are, then we can also say that we are a servant of God, and we are a follower of Jesus Christ. When we are acknowledging the truth which is after godliness, you know, the truth of God's word will always lead us unto godliness. The scripture says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And so, in Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul says that his word, he says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And so Paul is saying that this is the truth which is after godliness. He says, you know my manner of life. You know I walked after godliness. And so the Apostle Paul did not just preach a word-only gospel, but he says it was in power and in Holy Ghost and in much assurance. And you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. So I just want to encourage you this morning, you know, are you a servant of God according to the faith of God's elect? and according to the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Then in verse 2 he says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God's word is sure. God's word is true. It's impossible for God to lie, the scripture says. And so when we have the faith of God's elect and we are acknowledging the truth, which is after godliness, then it brings a hope, the hope of eternal life. Praise God this morning for the living word of God and the power of the word of God that changes us into a new creation. So thank you and God bless you, and I pray that you'll be inspired to walk in the faith of God's elect and according to the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Thank you for listening, and we'll close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray, praise you and thank you, Lord, for your word. I do pray that you would just bless each listener, Lord, that they would truly have the faith of the elect, God's elect, and also that each listener would acknowledge the truth, which is after godliness. Lord, as we know, there's many winds of doctrine blowing in our day, trying to sweep people off their feet. But Lord, help us to be rooted and grounded and built up in the most holy faith and not be moved away from the hope of the gospel, Lord. Thank you and praise you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.